You're listening to Real World News.
Mubarak followers attack peaceful demonstrators. Riding horses and camels and armed with sticks and knives, Hosni Mubarak's followers charged against a crowd demonstrated in Cairo. The army didn't oppose to this and didn't intervene in the conflict between demonstrators in favor and against the government. Opponents to Mubarak's regime were carrying out an action called a March of a Million People, where more than a million people participated in Cairo and a million more in different Egyptian cities. Their goal was to demand Mubarak's resignation, who has been in office for over 30 years. After the march, hundreds of thousands of people stayed in Tahrir Square in Cairo as a way to pressure for Mubarak's resignation. In fact, the demonstrators point out that Mubarak's followers showed up at the demonstrations to turn them into violent conflicts, since up to that moment the marches were peaceful. According to Al Jazeera, at least 500 people were injured and they are receiving precarious medical treatment since there are no ambulances available at the square. Press reports indicate that the confrontations were started by Mubarak's followers, who tried to take control of Tahrir Square, the center of the protests, chanting 30 years of stability, 9 days of anarchy. Mohamed El Baradei, Egyptian leader of the opposition and former chief of the UN Atomic Agency, accused Mubarak for what happened there and said that this was yet another symptom of a criminal regime using criminal acts, according to Al Jazeera. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said on Wednesday that he was extremely worried about the situation in Egypt and indicated that he condemned all attacks against peaceful demonstrators.
You're listening to Real World News.